Some snacks are forgettable. Puckered pickles are not. Bold crunch. Big flavor. Totally addictive. Perfect for burgers, sandwiches, tailgates, Chicago dogs, or straight out of the jar. Puckered pickles. Are you ready to pucker up?
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's very own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff and a very special guest live in studio, Eric Kobus from Cooperage Coffee, joining us. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. It's a great day to be here.
Mike, I'm going to let you introduce the guest because yesterday Mike was raving about the coffee and what you guys do. We'll get into the subscription model and other sorts of things. It's a great idea. You've been operating for 13 years now. I know Mike sees you at the Wheaton Farmers
That's
Market.
Correct. Wheaton
That's
Market,
correct.
Yeah.
Mike, plug away because you were hyping this to me yesterday.
I know. I feel like it's funny. There are like a handful of things that I get very, very excited about, and Cooperage Coffee is one of those
things. I'm blushing.
So when we moved to Glen Ellen 6 years ago, we went to the Wheaton Farmers Market for the first time, and the Cooperage stand is right at the front when you enter off of – you're going to have to correct me on the row that it's off of.
Should be Liberty.
Liberty, yes. On Liberty, it's right by – well, now it's by the pavilion there. And we tried your cold brew for the first time, and I was blown away immediately as someone who drinks way too much coffee all the time. And cold brew is the like my go-to anytime I go to a coffee shop or even downstairs at our stand there. And Cooperage, you make your own cold brew.
We do.
And you also do your own draft lattes.
That's correct.
And, yeah, I'm just going to keep going
Absolutely.
Here. But, like, there's also a subscription service where you are bringing coffee to people's doorsteps like the milkman, basically.
That's exactly right.
So where did it all begin?
So I would say back in 2013, I was a very new dad who was needed caffeine. I was in on the West Coast in San Francisco. And was there for a work trip, and I saw somebody cold pressing coffee. And I was a coffee drinker, but not – I was drinking more Mountain Dew than coffee at the time, admittedly. I tried cold press coffee, and I thought, oh, this is interesting. I liked it. I went back to my hotel, and I read a little bit online about somebody who was cold pressing coffee in Austin, Texas, and they were putting it in kegs. I've been in the beer industry most of my life. And I thought I understood inert gas and I understood the concept of putting something into kegs. We didn't like the growler from the aspect of something with carbonation in beer. If you were to show up at a brewery, you could take home a growler of beer and the carbonation would slowly leak out with headspace in there over time, right? The next day it would still be fine, but it wouldn't be as good. But we loved it from the returnable, reusable aspect of that beer, right? You could use that vessel again and again and again. And so I thought, well, this could make really an interesting business, a farmer's market business, just to start with, to kind of enter our toe with. My wife thought I was crazy. Cold pressing coffee wasn't really that big of a thing. But we tried it. We started at the Glen Ellen Farmer's Market now 12 years ago. And as we were kind of starting up, my biggest question was, well, I'll know if people like it if they bring the growler back. They come to get their produce every single week. They come to get their flowers. If they bring their growler back, then that would be a win, right? sure enough, they've been coming back and coming back. And then what happened at the end of the season was sort of interesting when I never really thought about when consumers said, well, where do we get your coffee when the farmers markets are done? And I thought like, oh my gosh.
Hadn't thought about that.
That's exactly right. I wanted you to come back 1 week. I didn't know about, that you wanted to continue on year round.
Yeah.
And that was where the model really developed from the home delivery aspect, right? We could take it direct to consumer. We have a production facility and really copying what Oberweis or the milkman has been doing now for, 65 years.
So for someone who I drink coffee every day, I'm strictly like just black, hot coffee, mm-hmm. strong coffee. This, when it's 95 degrees, I love an iced coffee.
Sure.
I should know this. I hope it's not a dumb question, but what exactly is cold press? Because I always kind of just I figured there was a different style, but I always sometimes at home I just pour a pot of coffee that we've had left over some ice, and I'm like, well, this is my iced coffee. But what specifically is cold press or different styles of
sure.
brewing?
So cold brewing coffee, or what was called cold press, which is now basically cold brew, is using a duration of time rather than heat. So if you can imagine hot coffee for grounds, you pour hot water over those mm-hmm. grounds, you get coffee within a matter of 30 seconds. With regards to cold brew, you're going to take those same grounds, coarsely ground, and then steep them in cold temperatures. But you're going to use anywhere from 12 to 20, 24 hours, depending on the flavor profiles that you want.
And that develops a better flavor profile and a strength, too, or no?
It certainly could. Yeah. And better is a challenging word, right?
Okay,
because
yeah.
what one person really enjoys might not be for everybody. I would say that it leans to be more drinkable, right? It's not quite as acidic. And so there's some benefits that come along with that. And so obviously we're not changing the coffee culture from hot coffee drinkers. Mm-hmm. They still love hot coffee. However, more and more consumers are finding out drinking cold drinks in general, cold brew, cold lattes, blended coffee drinks, cold espresso drinks, those types of things as well.
And I love this idea of the subscription model that you have, other than showing up with the growler at the farmer's market. Elaborate on that a little
sure.
bit, how all that works.
So basically you can order it online, have it delivered to your doorstep, and you can have it one time, and or we were thinking about the idea of coffee being, it is a sort of a ritual that most people do once, twice in the morning. If you're taking advantage of it and having it, why have that speed bump of having to go to the coffee shop?
Mm-hmm. And the lines.
And the lines, right? So we're bringing the coffee directly to you. So you leave out your empty used growler. Again, it's glass. It's non-porous. It's reusable. It's sustainable. Then we're delivering a filled fresh growler of coffee
amazing.
For you, right? So we were just talking about we do not roast our coffee. We just do the cold press process. All our coffee beans are normally roasted about 2 to 3 days before we're brewing. We brew then the next day, and then we're delivering that following day as well.
It's amazing what the evolution of coffee. Like growing up, like everybody's parents has had a can of Folgers or something in the cabinet, and now, like, it's endless the amount of different coffee brands, which is a good thing. It kind of reminds me of like beer. You know, it's almost like they're kind of the same thing. I think people who are really into craft beer seem to be, I don't know if you call it craft coffee, but it's It's amazing how it's exploded in all these different styles of coffee.
I think that I think you're really dead on with that with regards to craft coffee and just exploding in general. I think as we were talking about earlier, people's palates have been opened. They want new, different, unique flavors. This weekend, for example, we're having we have a peach cobbler draft latte, right?
Nice.
So now some people might be a little bit thinking peach cobbler and coffee. If you think about like brown sugar and cinnamon with vanilla, and then there's just sort of a touch of like ripe peach sweetness that comes along with that. When you pair that with a really smooth, easy drinking coffee, really, it's really quite lovely. Something different,
yeah.
right? I mean, and it is, it opens up the possibilities of just like craft beer did 15 years ago with our consumers here.
Mike, what's your go-to with coffee?
I love the Bike Path, which is their kind of flagship cold brew. Yeah. It's I am a black coffee drinker, and it's like the perfect flavor for cold brew specifically. They also do, and if you want to change it up, and you can do that with your subscription. So as a subscriber, and actually kind of speaking of the subscription, I just renewed my subscription recently because I was looking at where can I kind of cut costs a little bit? And I spend a lot of money on coffee, whether it's my walk into work from the train station or I have to stop downstairs to our kiosk downstairs that they make an okay cold brew, but my go-to is Cooperage. And it's, I have found that I am saving a ton of money doing a weekly drop off and getting my, it's also strong enough for me for like the rest of the day. But going back to your kind of, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little off track because I'm all over the place here, but the 18th and Ashland that you do, which is a nice change up for cold brews, it's sweeter. It's got, I know in the description, it's Mexican chocolate and notes of cinnamon in mm-hmm. there. Where did that come from?
So it was actually, looking back at craft beer, you mentioned Stone Brewing out of California, a handful of years ago, released a stout that was flavored with those very similar flavors. I grew up, my grandparents, my dad grew up in the city, on the west, northwest, southwest side of the city, all over. And we was familiar with that Pilsen area. We've always been a fan of that area, so I liked the heart of sort of taking a look at Pilsen of 18th and Ashland, right? That intersection there. And naming the coffee after that. It gives us regionality at the same time, specific to Chicago.
Pilsen's also really cool.
Yes, Pilsen's absolutely. Awesome. But so cold brewing with real Mexican chocolate and real cinnamon sticks, right? I'm not a sweet coffee drinker, but it was a way to add flavor, real flavor to the coffee without adding additional sugar. And that is something that we've stood by now as consumers have wanted sweeter and sweeter coffee. We do make our draft lattes that tend to be a little bit sweeter.
Yeah.
But at the same time, though, it's a good way to add flavor by using real cinnamon and real chocolate that isn't sweet or sticky or cloying, but flavorful.
See, this is right up my alley. Because, again, I'm just the black coffee guy. Mm-hmm. I don't like sweets at all in my coffee. And that was kind of my question was, like, how can I add flavor to the coffee without adding sweetness? This sounds like that's sort of the solution for it.
Absolutely, yes. By using a real ingredient that's not syrup, that's not sugar-based, right? I mean, so real cinnamon sticks that are just steeping in that cold brew with that duration of time.
But there is... You kind of touched it already as you have a new flavor this week coming with the draft lattes, and you're bringing people back to the market to see what is our flavor of the week thing. And a couple of my favorites, the cookie butter is an all-time favorite. Thin mint, a lot of these are cookie-based, which is great. If you like your Girl Scout cookies, thin mint, Samoa. Mm-hmm. And you actually did for Father's Day an old fashioned, which that was, I think we were texting back and forth. He's like, it's bold. And I'm like, it's bold, but it's really good. When you are, one, how do you come up with these flavors? What is that process like? And is it like, hey, we're going to play in the kitchen kind of thing?
Sure.
And then how do you schedule them out?
Some really great questions. One, my staff helps me certainly with it. Consumers help me with it. My youngest son, he came up with the most recent, the maple donut, his favorite donut. So he helped me kind of design that one. But scheduling out, you know, looking for major holidays. We wanted something that was classic Americana for the 4th of July, Saturday at the farmer's market. That's why we're doing peach cobbler, right? Sort of kind of, we kind of think they go hand in hand. The one a couple weeks ago for the old fashioned was a play for Father's Day weekend as well. Before that, for Mother's Day weekend, we did white chocolate strawberry. So just thinking about what are some favorite things that people enjoy drinking. We always have our kind of signature draft latte, which is also our vanilla bean draft latte. But by having that, it allows us to experiment and try something new. And maybe it's not always everybody's favorite, but at the same time, the next week we'll bring something else.
So what's next for coffee, the world of coffee? I mean, you kind of mentioned people are actually leaning more sweet with some of their drinks, and you're obviously experimenting with that. But what's the next step in the world of coffee? What's the popular trend these days?
You know, it's a good question. I think that people are enjoying sweetness. I think like everything is a little bit cyclical. I think that people will, the consumer who's really interested in quality products and at the same time from where their beans are coming from, what roasts they're using, if they don't always want to continue masking those with some sort of sweet flavors, but they really want to taste the quality of the product and really why it stands out.
I think of the Curb episode, of course, with the coffee shop. I'm sure we're all familiar with that.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to have the beans.
Yes.
So right now, if you're a subscriber to Cooperage, you have to be in kind of the DuPage County area right now.
Correct.
But, you know, if someone wants to come try you guys, they come to Wheaton Market. Are there other ways people can try it?
So the best way to do it is every Saturday we are at the Wheaton French Market, which is the largest market in DuPage County. We are actively looking at growing for 2027 our delivery radius. We don't know if that's going to be to the west or to the east. There's sort of a little bit of an internal struggle, but we'll see about where that goes. But otherwise, though, we will do certain pickup spots throughout the winter time as well. So we've always partnered with a couple different retailers so that consumers can pre-order something and pick up at different locations at the same time.
And you guys also do your seasonal subscription for the draft lattes. That is I wasn't subscribed to the cold brew, but My wife Amy got me a subscription. This is a cool gift idea.
Yeah, that's a great gift idea.
Is it's like a once a month. It's the draft latte of the month that's going to get dropped off, and it was like a little bit of joy, like extra joy.
Wake up in the morning, you've got some fresh coffee,
and it will last you for a couple of days of that draft that holiday one. So you kind of rolled the seasonal campaign out like a year or so ago.
Yes,
or a
correct.
Couple years ago.
Yep.
So how's that gone for you?
Yeah, so it's been great. So we're on sort of volume two now. So we do basically 6 month blocks. So one over the winter time, so people can continue on getting those if they want to. Mm-hmm. Again, we do not have a retail storefront. We have a production facility, but we're not in a coffee shop per se. So that's where getting it directly to their homes is the best way and the only way to get it went during the off season. But that way, though, consumers basically pre-order 6 in advance. You'll get a notification a couple days in advance saying, hey, we'll be delivering. And this is the sort of theme for Christmas time. We did
you can do a lot Christmas time.
We did a lot. We do obviously a pumpkin pie around Thanksgiving and those types of things as well.
Was it the peppermint one?
White chocolate peppermint.
White chocolate. Yeah, yes. That was
good. Yes. This is a perfect gift idea. Eric, congratulations on all the success.
Thank you.
13 years now.
Yes.
How can everybody find it? Website, social,
yeah,
all that
so
good stuff.
At Instagram, it's at Cooperage Coffee. At CooperageCoffee.com is the website. So certainly check it out directly there.
And he does interact with you. If you are posting stuff, they share it like crazy.
People like that, I think.
I've turned into like – that's like my like side like hustle is just promoting Cooperage Coffee.
I'm a big fan. I love it.
Love it. Eric, thanks again for stopping in. We appreciate it.
Thank you both for the time.
And check out Cooperage Coffee. That's CooperageCoffee.com. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. Eric Kobus from Mike Piff. I'm Kevin Powell. Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats.